Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkern. Tischkern.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It is that time again, the time for some love, sex, and dating. With yours truly, the one and only, the loving, the lovable, the lovely Prem in the house. And on the other side, we have the ravishing Rogue. How you doing, Rogue?
I'm appalled by your schmaltzy cheesiness. That's how I'm doing.
What? Oh my God. Like, I thought that was the most brilliant intro, hands down, ever. Gee. And all I get from my sister, dude, like, OMG.
Yeah.
Is that really my brother?
Well, you know, this I think happens a lot, is when boys think they're being smooth and they're just not. That whole loving, lovely, lovable thing was just, you made me.
No, listen. You didn't get it. The whole loving, lovable love is to do with Prem. Prem.
I got that, but all that popped into my head was this Salman Khan montage, because already,
oh gee,
you know, his name is Prem in like every movie he ever did in the 80s and 90s, and you've got this legacy riding on the pseudonym you've chosen for yourself, and then on top of that, you're like just piling it on higher and deeper. It's amazing.
People don't listen to her, but just in case, if you don't know who we are the dynamic brother-sister duo, Prem and Rogue, and we bring this show uncensored and absolutely candid. It's the only podcast where you will have a real brother-sister sibling talking about everything that you were afraid to discuss, ask. Well, here we are, so go right ahead.
And we've got a fun show ahead, because people do ask us questions, and we've got two questions from girls again this time, and we're open to everybody asking questions, right? We don't care if you're heterosexual, homosexual, asexual, other sexual, cis, non-gender binary, whatever, right?
We try. Get it. We really do, Rogue. We get it.
And, you know, we have limited experience in life, but we feel like we're fairly open-minded, liberal, progressive, feminist, and equitable in our treatment of everybody, with respect, we hope, and love and encouragement. And of course, our biases and the way we were brought up by our mother mostly encourages us to, I think, call you out when you're being shady and try to encourage you to be as honest and straightforward in your dealings. You know, when we talk about our dating lives, it's so murky, and we're just trying to save you guys having to navigate this shit on your own. Because, hey, you know, what's the point of all of us having stupid experiences and nobody learning from them?
So, wow, Rogue, you definitely have a way with putting things into perspective. Clap, clap, clap. Well done.
Thank you. At least we are our own fan club. But, hey, we get fan mail. People like us.
Yes, we do. What do you mean by that? People, they like us, but we want them to love us. Prem se.
All right, listen, let's get on with the show. We're going to take a quick break. We have questions coming up about foreplay.
Ooh.
And bringing up a little history that you feel like when you're online dating, when is a good time to let your prospective lovers and friends know. So all this coming up on the show.
See you on the other side.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we're back after that lovely little break.
The Premful break.
You're finally getting the gist of it, aren't you?
Yes. So let's get on with the show. We've got our dating question.
Love.
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 And.
Danger.
And it's a very modern age online scenario type of thing. I wonder how people navigated this before. But anyway, we've got the question out. Prem, take it away.
All right. So we have a question from Divya, who has said that she's been dating this guy who she met through one of the online dating apps. He is aware of the fact that that she has a two-year-old kid, but something tells her that he is not super comfortable with the fact that she already has a child from a previous marriage. She's single now. So when is the question she's asking us is that when do you think is the right time to, one, have that conversation with him, and two, should I introduce him to my kid?
Ah, but doesn't the first question cancel out the second question?
No.
No?
Well, in a way it does. Like if you... Okay, so this is how it is. So some guys will get super freaked out if, you know, they're dating someone and the girl has, you know, been previously married and has a kid from the previous wedding. It can... you know, like end things very fast, and you know, more often than not, a guy will not pursue that person anymore because he's like, oh my God, like, you know, this, I don't even know what I'll be getting myself into, what do I have to deal with, etc., etc. So you know how men are such babies. So the first instinct for guys is run for the hills, as Rogue would put it.
You said it, not me. Right, but look, I actually count myself among those people. I am not interested in meeting anybody who has a child. It's a total deal breaker for me. I've put that out there before.
But that's because you're actually phobic of kids.
And there are many men and women who are, right? So let's not judge them, whether it's childish or whatever. So, hey.
It's just that I know Rogue too well.
Whatever it is, right? These, whatever the issues are, the point is that for me, it's a total deal breaker. So I really appreciate it when people have it in their profile, and then I will steer clear for them, and there's no like hard feelings. So in this case, Divya has already put it out there, and the person she's dating knows, right? Whether she told him or it was on her profile or what. They've already crossed that path. He's clearly not run for the hills yet. So now, if she's having second thoughts about his investment or whether like, you know, he's ready to meet the child or seems a little put off by it, I think that just takes care of the second question right away. There is no good time to introduce the child.
Okay, so yes, I agree with you. So there's a two-part question. Only if the first one is a yes, that means that the guy is okay to have that conversation. He's okay to meet the child. So this is what I would say to you, Divya, is that first you should find out you know, whether is this guy even looking to be in a serious committed relationship, and are you looking to be in a serious committed relationship? Because you know, there's always attraction between two people, and that always leads to infatuation. Sometimes it gets the better of you, but you have to be very clear about the things that you want. And I would say, Divya, that you should definitely have a chat with him. It's up to you whether you want to bring it up casually or not, but get an idea of, you know, where he stands and what his interest levels are. And that would be like a clear indication. So if, for example, you do mention that, okay, are you looking for something more than just like a fling? What are your ideas on, like, are you looking for something long-term? If the guy will say yes, then it's good. Then you can take it to the next level.
Yeah, or even a maybe. Yeah. And also, obviously, as a mother, I'm sure you're trying to put your child first because you don't want to introduce her to, I guess, I don't know. But I would imagine it's disruptive for a child to be introduced to too many people and form attachments to them. I think this is the prevalent social theory. So you want to pick and choose and really bring home only the people you think will stick around for a little longer and be like a stable sort of influence on the child. So keeping that in mind, I think, yes, the conversation is important, but don't use it as a test. Don't put somebody on the spot and be like, hey, do you want to meet my child? And like, let the whole relationship hinge on that, because that's not fair to anybody. Nobody wants this kind of thing sprung on them.
I absolutely agree with you. Another thing I wanted to add was that, you know, one big fear that a guy would have being with a girl who already has a child from her previous marriage is the fact that he doesn't want to be a father figure. it would really throw him off. And subconsciously, it would definitely be a fear, because I don't think he would be equipped enough to handle that. That's just my opinion. Yeah, and of course, like I was saying, and in case if he is not interested and you get that indication that, you know, okay, the sex is amazing, they share this like intimate physical relationship, so you have a choice. You can either continue knowing that, and then you know exactly how much you want to be invested in that with him,
mm-hmm.
or you just want to pull out and say, you know what, this is not what I'm looking for. I mean, it was great, but you know, thank you and goodbye, and you've been great in bed, but catch you later. So mm-hmm. Divya, the ball is always in your court, and you must follow your heart and instincts and do what you think is right.
That's right.
All right,
so let us know how it goes, and good luck.
Yes, Divya, do write in. And yeah, we want to know from you, Divya, what happens next.
And for now, we are going to take a little break and come back with our sex question.
Oh my God, that is so exciting. My favorite part.
All right, catch you on the other side.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook, and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
So, Rogue, when two people meet and it's new and it's fresh and you're in the bedroom mm-hmm. and there's so much like tension and excitement that's building, and then of course like you indulge in like the physicality of it, but there are times when people get super confused, which brings us to the next question, Rogi. So you should take it away.
Thank you, Premi.
Sex.
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 So our question is about what happens when the lights go off. And Alka writes to say, very academically, what is the best way to introduce a partner who doesn't know or get foreplay to the joys of foreplay?
Well, firstly, Alka, you should introduce him to something called the internet, and then Google, and then type it out for him, press enter, and leave him in the room for about 30 minutes or so that he sifts through different articles and he gets the idea. I mean, like, Rogue, come on, who doesn't know about foreplay? Unless you're like a villager in Bhatinda.
No, I don't think it's about that. I think it's about what you have experienced with your previous partner. So mm-hmm. there are a lot of people who watch different kinds of porn. There are lots of people who watch different kinds of films where, you know, the act of orgasm is just much more, I don't know, the focus than getting there. And maybe they just orgasm more quickly. So I'm sure everybody has come across people who have premature ejaculation. That's a different thing. But for people who just think that getting in there and thrusting and all of that is the way to go. And I have to say, in my experience, from what I've heard and seen and read, that it's mostly the boys. For girls, warm-up obviously takes longer mostly.
Mm.
So there's a communication gap sometimes. I also know some girls who think that's fine. In fact, I remember talking to somebody a long time ago who basically said that she was already, I think, pretty sexual, hypersexual perhaps, and that they had such intense chemistry, like they would just reach for each other and then there was penetration and there was sex. There was absolutely no foreplay. And it was the only relationship she'd had like that, but she was okay with it. It worked for her in that sense. So now Alka is not in that camp, obviously. So Alka, I don't know how you do this without actually standing up for yourself and saying, I need this, I want this.
No, and there's another way.
What is that?
I
thought show and don't tell is more effective, where you say, let me do this for you, sit back, enjoy it, and then you do this for me, or do this for me because I enjoy it, and this is how it goes.
Well, there's just imagine if there's an imaginary third person, like an umpire, who is telling you both what to do. Wouldn't that be like an ideal situation? So the thing I'm referring to is these board games which are sexual. And it's so interesting. There's something called Discover Your Lover. It's literally like a board game which has like different cards on passion, love, and intimacy. And it can be super fun. Like, for example, so the men and the women have different cards. So you pick the one for the woman, and it says that let your partner stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's wearing her clothes, she should be just wearing the bare minimum, which is like her panties or underwear, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to bear her by putting your hands behind your back and only using your mouth.
Hmm.
Or there is another one where a woman picks a card where she has to blindfold the guy and make some part of her body touch his mouth and his lips, and he has to guess what part it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, simple things like that lead to some more intimate stuff, like, you know, like ice cream or like honey or like whipped cream or something around like your private parts, or your partner has to like lick it off.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is that instead of putting each other in like an odd spot where you say, okay, I want you to do this, now I want you to do this, it's like very odd. And that's why, Alka, you would have a problem verbalizing stuff like that, and your guy would be like super embarrassed and shy, like he wouldn't be able to get anything out of his mouth. Words I'm talking about. So I would actually suggest like investing in something like a board game between lovers, where it just becomes more fun and interesting, and you get a little bit of like wine involved, maybe like dim the lights, and it can be super fun. So Alka, there you go. Sex lesson 101.
There you go, Alka. I think Prem has just sorted out your sex life, and everybody else who's listening. I don't know if you can get these board games in India, but hey, you know what? We are like the Jugadu world capital. Look it up online, make your own deck or print them out or something if you can't actually access it. I think it should be fun. Make cards, make counters. Sounds awesome.
You know, I think with Amazon getting into India, I think everything is just literally a click away.
Damn it. Amazon and these board games people, hello, we're looking for sponsors. We are happy to take your money to mention you again. We could be like the Times of India. They don't even mention like hotels unless the hotel has paid them. So it's like, so-and-so celebrity had a party at a five-star hotel in the suburbs. We should do that.
I think that's a very enterprising idea, Rogue. Since you're already on that side of the world, I think you should start getting busy and make those phone calls.
No. Okay, we'll be back after this little break.
So you already know you have to like us. No, love us. Show us your love by also sending questions and comments. Do you disagree with something we said? We want to hear from you. Go on. Don't be shy.
All right. How was that little break for you, Rogue?
Very good. I'm very intrigued by this game. I'm going to have to look it up myself. It sounds really fun. They have those boredom die. Do you remember? I think we have a set where you roll the die and it says like what you should do. So the options are like watch TV, play a game, sex, get a beer. It's quite basic
thing. Yeah, I remember those.
Or like a magic 8-ball.
Actually, it's funny because that used to lie on my desk.
Yeah.
Sleep, watch TV, play games, sex, and some other few things.
Right.
So, you know, since we were talking about like people who have kids, have you ever been like on like chatting with guys on online like dating apps where
screening them?
Where they don't say that they have kids, but they actually do have kids, or they lie and then it comes up.
Absolutely. So there was this one guy, which was the reason I got off Match.com like 3 or 4 years ago, who we met. So his profile didn't say anything. He said he was single. We met. Now, I've learned, though, that single can mean divorced and people just don't want to say it, even though there's a checkbox for divorced. So we met the first time. He didn't say anything. The second time we met, there was something off. He'd canceled once and then we rescheduled. And he basically said very strange things. And then I said, OK, what the hell is going on? Turns out He has a child. The reason he'd cancelled our date is because he had visitation that day. He's also currently married, at which point I reported him to Match.com. They're separated, but still married. And
I just want to put in there, of course you will report him.
Yes. And recently, I've been on the apps now for a few weeks, right? Recently, I've also learned to screen stuff. But most people don't have anything out there about having kids. Some do. But equally, there are enough men who have kids and haven't said. So when men reach out to me and they've got kids, I tell them very nicely, it's a deal breaker. I wish you luck. This is not going to work for me. So, and then there are guys who've got pictures of themselves with children. So, of course, I then ask them, and it doesn't say they're divorced, doesn't say they have kids, they just say single. So then I say, cute kid, is she yours? And then they'll say, yes. I say, I wish you told me before, but good luck. That's happening all the time. You have to screen and screen and screen.
So I just want to put it out there to all the listeners that there's nothing wrong in one, having kids and being on an online dating app, as long as you're open and honest about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, the life gives you second chances and third chances and so on and so forth, as long as you're not screwing someone over and you're being honest about it. Everybody deserves love in their life.
Precisely.
And, there are a lot of people out there who are very okay. There's a buddy of mine who only dated women who had kids because he does not want to have his own kid. And now he is happily married to this girl who has a child from a previous marriage, and he is super happy about it. So at the end of the day, it's like what works for you.
Absolutely. Just be honest is all I say, because there is somebody for you out there, but let that person find you, right, on the right terms, rather than wasting your time and her time looking through all this stuff and sifting and like having to cross-examine and figure out what's going on. I think really, if you're out there doing this, either do it fully or don't do it at all. That's my take on it.
There you go. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. Commit to it.
So I think, Rogue, that's an official rap.
Yes. I feel like we should do some like Vanilla Ice sort of thing when you say rap. Okay, never mind. All right, guys, we will catch you later. We're leaving.
Excuse me.
We're leaving.
Did you
actually
say that?
Bye.
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm the young OG. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. I am the D-O-double-G. That's what I'm saying, yo.
Okay. Let's take this off the podcast. We'll continue this conversation later without other people listening to us being extra hip.
Aye.
Okay. Bye. Catch you next week.
Laters.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and desi dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro.
A Sonologue production.